Winning Through Intimidation by Robert J. Ringer, Ballantine Books, 1974. Introduction. Why use the word intimidation in the title of the book, resulting in a label that will antagonize so many people? And, for the reason that makes you afraid of it. There are three types of people who will not relate to the contents of this book. 1. Mr. Magoos. They will not have a deep thought in their heads and swear they just read a book on real estate. They will miss the whole point. It's about reality. 2. The ostriches, head in the sand, will go through life believing that anything new or enlightened is evil, and anything familiar or suppressing is good. 3. Tell it like it is, folks, straightforward people who believe I'm a lousy writer. Chapter number 1, Shattering the Myths. The message in most how-to books: if a person has a positive mental attitude and works long, hard hours, he will ultimately succeed. The great salesmen are usually not even good salesmen. All show, no dough. 1. Successful men naturally absorb the success myths handed down over the ages, even though they don't practice them. 2. Most successful men feel guilty about their success, afraid to acknowledge the realities of how they made their money. 3. Authors, for commercial reasons, withhold the realities of their success, because accepted success rules often sell better than realities. Positive mental attitude, widely misinterpreted. PMA is not a cause for success, it's the result of being prepared. Be realistic, only a small percentage of deals actually close, and confident that you can make the sale, if it can be made. Prepare for the best, assume the worst, because experience shows that most deals simply do not close, for an endless number of reasons beyond your control. Learn and move on. Work long and hard. There is no standard for what long and hard are. Be efficient by being selective. Also, remember the law of diminishing returns. Fatigue causes sloppiness.